holding my simon kuf beitess. Say the simonim were very simple. That from simon kuf beit zayin is aloha, the first two brachas of Birchas Hamazon. Kuf beit ches is the third bracha. The kuf beit tes is the fourth bracha over here. Now, on this fourth bracha, one thing that the pasuk discusses: do you say amen to the after you say ali chasreinu? So, come on, the Paiskin can point out that just like we have the first three brachas are din deraisa, and the end of the Indian we say boin lebrachma b'shlaim amen. Therefore, the seam over here of the din derabbanon also we say the case of amen. So, gam is missing from the Mishnah Berurah. It's not bringing down. However, there's a goin of ma'aser rav that way, a chayodom, a orcha shulchan, masham. They're bringing down that you should say amen, and it seems to be the minute when people hear the word of ali chasreinu, we do say amen. However, we already pointed out, let's say you're a mil of your Birchas Hamazon, of course, it's dina ketfilah, and therefore you would not say amen. Only if you're holding at that point, then you answer amen. The second point, after we say ali chasreinu, we lead to the case of the harachmons. On the harachmons also, you have to answer amen. Question by Etzim discussed by the Yishoinim, Rebbein Tam, and Sefer Yosher, is amen dafkri say baruch atah Hashem lakenu, Hashem malchus? Or is there an Indian saying amen even with the no shem malchus? Well, maybe the fakat you should not say amen because amen yisema. There's no shem malchus over here. That's his question. So he comes on the Rebbein Tam and he says amen goes whether shem malchus or not. Either way, he's saying kel malch nemon. I'm saying amen to this bracha over here. Brought down by the different shem or chaim and the kolboy that we should also say amen. Therefore, based upon this Rebbein Tam, we show them. Among the Mishnah over here and the Simon Reish Tezvav, the Mokavim over here and the Simon Reish Tezvav, the Big Down, the Quarter Medrash, there's an end of saying Amen is negated to all brachas even without Shema Malchus. Now, the words of the Mishnah Berurah and Reish Tezvav and the Mokavim is Chayiv. You have a Chayiv to say Amen when you hear the Rachmans. And the way that Ben Ishchai says over by every Rachman, you hear the Rachman, the first one you say Amen, the second one you say Amen, the third one you say Amen. Now, the Arshvam that Siv wants to taino. Lavdak is a chiyuv, just means you have a right to go say it. And look at the makar when they shun the Orchas Chaim is lost in his mutter. You're allowed to say amen to it. Not nechal to get an amen yisaymo. But the mice of the words of Mishnah Berurah Makavim is all you have a chiyuv say amen. Like all brachas, the lach and reish tazvav will see when someone says a bracha, you have a chiyuv say amen. But also, you have a chiyuv say amen. And the question is where's the makar coming from? There's no bracha to Hashem. There is no bracha over here. So the way that Orchas Shulchan wants to title is nechal to get a rahaf to recha kamoicha. That's the makar, the Indian over here, Shabbai. That I'm saying amen to your brach over here. So if that's the makar, it sounds like chiyuv is lav dafka. It's just a strong Indian. Or you can say, it's mamsha bracha without the nusach bracha, therefore it's a real machayiv. So it's just shayla of vad vilas say amen. The question is, do you have to say amen? Or it's a very good thing to say amen. So whether you have to, it's a very good thing. We might say that's the correct thing to go do. That makes much of a difference over here. Now, after Ali Chasreinu, there are these harachmons that people say. So the first question is, does a person have to say the harachmons? So the one who discussed already, we saw the Torah, brings down to Ben Yechiel, his brother already, and says, Vayedati, I do not know where exactly are the harachmons coming from. So already the Torah brings down to Ben Yechiel, the son of Gemara, the son of Medrash, he couldn't figure out where the world the harachmons are coming from. Maisa, the Torah answers back his brother, Venuli, it's not nichel get of a hefsik. That means the Bayad Ben Yechiel says, how in the world can you say a bracha bar priyag often on your benching and say things in between? That's what was Messiah between the benching till after Ali priyag often. Therefore, the Torah said, no, it's nichel, it's not nichel get a hefsik. It's like we see by the case of Birchas Hamila, where the way of the Vush says, the end of Shemana Esrei, we say all abakoshes tanchun tachnunim at the end, but like kind of sar. Therefore, variety meisiv, it's all nichel and hemshich of the Birchas Hamazon. Like the Hemtuch of the Shemon Esrei, therefore we have a right to say these are Rachmans. So again, where is the Makar? The Torah brings down the Ben Yechiel, it's not clear, L'chor, it's a Baya, it's not a Sukkah of Hefsik, when you're using a Kais. The Torah says, no, it's no son of Hefsik over here, because the Maisa, it's the Hemtuch of the Birchas Hamazon that we write to throw in our own Bakoshes over here. Once we say this concept, that the Olam does Be'ikr, say the Rachmans, on what category are we putting these Rachmans over here? Now, first of all, do you have to say them? First question. Do you have to? The Maaseh says, you see, it's not Gemara. The Shalom, you have a right to go say it. Do you have to go say it? So it's brought down in Ochzebeinu, someone over in the Chasnish, And they asked him, do I have to say the Rachmanis? Do I have to? It's a question very common today. People ask all the time, do I have to? And the Chazanish got very upset. He says, I say the Rachmanis. I say it. Well, Chazanish's time was very precious. It's also very chashuv, almost as much as the person probably asking it. And therefore, if he says, I say it, his point was, you know, also, you should also say it. And they bring down the stipler, he says it. And Chaim Kanievsky, he says it. And Moshe might say it, they say it. And therefore, there are those who point out that the Iker among Chla Yisrael and the Gedolim say it, even though the time is very precious. And that's Tzimus Torah, that's what you keep on doing. Asala Shani, I think the Olam knows, I'm Chaim Berlin. I went to high school there, I went to Beis Medrash there, a little bit to Kirla over there. And Kiddur and Chaim Berlin, they do not say, they stop by Alichas Reinu. I've been to other Gedolim's houses, I've been by Nosson Tzvi, he stopped at Alichas Reinu, but was on Yontif. Maybe Yontif is different in the case of Yimeichol. I've seen other Cheshuvim stop at Alichas Reinu. The question is, L'chor, where's the Mechayiv? Says you're allowed to, says the Torah. L'chor, it sounds like every morning a person should say Kabbalas. So just like you say Kabbalas every morning, but sometimes I heard that people don't say it, except the Parshas Talmud, even though the Shulchan Aruch says you should say all the Kabbalas. Maybe they say, because Toyim Ape Kavona, Habe Boy Kavona, don't say Talmud, but Vada, that's the correct thing. So Vada, the Rachmans are the same thing. Now, it could be, again, there's no Be'etzim Mechayiv over here. Should a person change the Masorah of Vada not? Whatever your Mechanach, that's your Mahalach, that's your two over here. They did ask Shlomo Zalman, let's say a person says the Rachmans and he's running late, he has to go do something. So Shlomo Zalman said, Echanami, the Chiv is until Eichas Renu, you have a right to stop, except he says, Birch Zorech. We'll get a Simon Rish Aleph, that's a Gemara, that Abad you have to go say, that's a Chiv. Otherwise, Chutz means there, if a person, Maisa, has something to be basic that he must do, definition of Moshe Yishlodim, but must do, Echnami, Alechas Reinu, that's a Chiv over here. Would that not? Now, for Keret, if people do not say Alechas Reinu, but they're waiting for the Chaverim who are saying, pass Alechas Reinu all the Rachmans, and you're sitting there twiddling your thumbs, that's Moshe Chaval Asman, you might as well say it. That means I say it sometimes when I'm winning people otherwise, because I should just do nothing. That's just wasting your time.
Well, that's solid,
I mean, I would take a bonus when I have time also. Same thing. My father went to Chaim Berlin. He has smicha from my father. I went to Chaim Berlin. This is what they do. This is a Messiah. Different Messiahs in Klal Yisrael, and whatever your family does, don't change. Again, if you stop. But La Loch is very clear. The Torah is not clear where it's coming from. He said it's not a hefsek. Not saying you have a chiv to go do it. Not a hefsek. Now, once we have the Loch, again, the Moinam seems to, and the Suli Amin Amotzi people do not say Pasari Chasrein. In the category of saying the Rachmans, under what inin are we putting it under? That means to make a couple of afkaminas over here. First, a person, let's say, uses a kais, direct on Hoga, we know already, Mishabura says, Mitzvah and Mukhor, even by Yochat, to use a kais, have it in front of him, three people hold it in his hand, that's the correct thing. So until when are you supposed to have this kais in your hand? That means in Lunda Lochat Simon Kuf Pei Gimel, I think it was. The Loch is, you're supposed to hold the kais until when? Told to hold the kais in your hand, one of the 10 things over here. So Shai Shuvah and Simon Kuf Tzadi, the next Simon, brings down the Ibits. That he said you have to hold till after Bar Pir Govan saying all the Rachmans. The correct analogy is to hold it for the whole time Birch Samozin, because the side of the Torah is what? It's all the Hemshech of the Birch Samozin, and that's why it's not a Hefsek. What's the Torah's answer back? It's part of Birch Samozin. It's part of your Shemon Esrei. It's part of your Kesa Mila. It's all part and parcel of, it's not a Hefsek, it's part of the benching. By benching, we hold the Kais. Therefore, says the Shai Tshuva, according to the Yavitz, and people laugh at him. You know what you're talking about? Avad, you have to hold it till you say everything, till after Bar Pir Govan. And therefore, it's put down by the way by the Orchas Chaim and the Kavel Chaim and the Avos and the Shul by the Chelik Aleph and the Chelik Tes. He says for Sheva Brachas, you say you put it down for Sheva Brachas, and then pick it up for the Bar Pir Govan again. Well, otherwise, you're supposed to hold it by the Rachmans also, Chaim Kanievsky. The Maisi, look around. The Olam doesn't. At Olam, Alichas Reinu, they put it down. So really, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Simon Kuf Tzadi, he says, we are noig to put it down. And he himself writes, he's not sure why. He says, maybe because the whole idea of Achizas HaKoyis, we know already he's Nam Akiv. It's only Din L'Chachila, not Din B'Di'evet. But so Achil and Dino. So Aruch HaShulchan writes, his minig, our minig is to put it down. He's not Klor. Nam Akiv. It sounds like Yishom Yilismarich. Maisa, I see the same as Shari Abrocho. Malachi Bezman Azeh, he says, that's what you do, you put it down, because that's our minik. So, Maisa, look around. Surely the Hanhoga is to put it down. The Gamash not clearing. Why that so? The Hanhoga, the correcting based on the lumdus of the Torah, is part of benching. You should hold it even through the Rachmanis. One Af Kamino. The second Af Kamino, how to understand this concept. You having a case over here. Are you allowed to speak? Has Alichas Reinu. Is it part of benching? Again, it goes to Mekul Pei Gimel by Sivov. There, Mishpura brings down, you should not speak to after the Shtiyah. Till after the Mavarach makes a bracha by Priya Gofen. Over there, we discuss what about the Mesubin? It was Machlokes among the Rishonim, and they also cannot speak till after the Mavarach makes by Priya Gofen. Mishpura came along, Malak the Magavram, Nachalachosh, Vichoshish, also that you're a part of the Mavarach, and not speak until after the by Priya Gofen. Therefore, they point out, building upon this Torah, let's come to Agnew Ben Yechiel over here. The loch over here is that the Rachmans are part of benching, and you're like the Mavarach over here. Therefore, a person should not speak even during the Rachmans. I mean, during Sheva Brachas, Rashamik says, the sing Asher Baro, that's part of the Inla Bracha. But otherwise, it's time to talk. What's the answer? You just like the Mavarach can't talk till after Bari Pir Gofen. You should be the same loch over here. Now, that's the case when you have a case. Let's say you don't have a case, which I heard that some people don't might have a case of a case over here.
You
said that's not the truth. Yeah. So, the graph points out. I hate to say much of Shema, maybe. But, fine. So, the graph, again, his Losh over here, when he says over the study of the Torah, it's the Taifis of Bracha, part of the Bracha, says the Benish Chai, the Loch is the Maisa person cannot speak until he finishes the whole entire benching. He says, B'mokum of Yira and Kovid, with its klolim, the Gertu, like Rabbi Shema, will have it, then you're allowed to. But otherwise, Tamazai, to speak for no reason, what's the answer? Maisa, even though the Benish Chai says that way, there's a Kavachayim and a Vadi Yosef, the one time, even though the words of the Benish Chai is also one time allowed to Afko. It's raised to a point over here. But Maisa, benching stops Anichas Reinu. There's nothing making go further. Bench is no Machayiv to go further. So what's the problem with speaking over here? Therefore, B'chaim Kanievsky wants a time now. There's lav dafka, there's mamash and Israel over here. Maybe it's not the correct Hanhoka. They're being down from the Biskarov numerous times after the Chasrenu will tell somebody, bring me a tea, and then we'll say the Rachmans afterwards. If there's a case over here, you're part of the Mezamin over here. When there is no case over here... No, that's another question, what happened over there. That's not Mishael.
But in Chaimer, when after the Suda over benched,
they would not let him get to the Chaim. That doesn't happen that way. Doesn't happen. Because in Camp Morris, that's what happens again. That's no such thing. And Shabbos also said the Rachman's according to the going to the past to the Rachman. That doesn't happen. Fine. Now, Lamaisa, that means that people who don't have a choice can you speak after Ali Chasreinu. Now, I know sometimes you see people do it. The halacha might be technically you can. Maybe you like. However, I just think if you start doing that, and you might know the sugya, but in essence, what you're doing, the people around you, they end up being mezalzel in the rachmans, and they start learning from people who don't say the rachmans, and therefore that's the people who say the rachmans. I don't think it's kedai lemaisa to speak. It's not the correct hanhoga. You can't get involved with the sugya of neder or what the halacha midiga of senu is. If your parents did say the rachmans, and not part of the benching. So you can argue the point back and forth. You're allowed to speak or not. But certainly, that's not the better thing to go do if a person does say the rachmans to speak by that case. So again, so one afternoon, if myself over here in the gate of Achiz Zakoyis, and second afternoon is speaking. What about by the halacha of sitting? We know again the halacha in Tzimkuf Pei Gimel and Sivches, by Birch and Mosin, a person has to sit. You can't walk around. By the Rachmans, also, do you have to sit? So again, based upon the lumdus of the Torah, it's part of Birch and Mosin, the halacha of Birch and Mosin, you have to sit. And the Ruach Chaim Palachi brings down, sadly, people walk around after Ali Chasreinu and start cleaning up the table, start doing things over here. Mice is part of benching. What happened to Kabbalah Chaim, Piskei Tshuvas? The silly is incorrect thing to go do over here. They did ask Ruach Chaim Kanievsky, Lemaisa, let's say you have to get to Sage over here, you have to go, you have a place to go do things, and maybe you have to, can you get up and not tafka sit? He wrote, not really. That's not the correct thing. Is it an Isser? Can you shlod them? Well, certainly, you know, the correct and hoga is once you sing the Rachmans, it's part of benching. That's the study of the Torah. Once you're saying it, is benching. If you should sit and not talk, that's Yisrael over here. So again, what comes out, this chilek, two on Hogan, the Klaisol, Vik, we say the Rachmans, if you do say it, it's part benching, therefore the Chizak Kois and the Yeshiva and the Hefstik should all be like the case of benching over here. Now, to get to the Nusachs that come along, that they discuss over here, from the Rachmans. So first, you say the Rachmans and Shabbos that we raised both last Kabura, which we brought down the Goyin over here, that Moinam seems not to change it, though the Father Goyin Lamaisa do change it. To get to the Rachmans, once you say the Birch Sarayach, that'll be something we'll get, Bezashem will get to. In the fifth Rachman, we say over here, a Rachman who Yishbor Oleinum al Sarayinu. So, Chaim Kineski has brought down in Doyle Mashko, he says that's not the correct Gersu Oleinu. A person is supposed to say over here, Ol Guliyaseinu, the yoke of our Golos. So another Sefer that asked him, Lamaisa, should we, people naturally say, Yishbor Oleinu, that's the chinuch, that's the way we're taught in Gan or Cheder. Should we change it? He says, yeah, you should change it. Why? It's not the senses they put it in. And therefore, even though people over here are saying, Yishbor Oleinu, it should be Ol Guliyaseinu. Now, I've looked around in the command all Siddurim, and I don't see anyone changing it. Chaim says, it's a mistake, it's machmir the sense, and the person should change it. Should change it. Or for the people who say the Rach once, people don't say it, it's not okay, fine. That's the fifth Rach one. The sixth Rach one. Over there, the Allah over there is, the person says over there, a Rach one, Yishlach Lano Barachim, Ruba, Bayis Hazeh, Val Shulchan Zeh. So let's say a person not in the Bayis, and not by Shulchan. Let's say he's in a picnic, let's say he's on the beach. Let's say he's Erev Pesach eating outside over here. There's no bias, there's no shulchan. Do you have to change the nusach? Are you even mitvah sheker terchok by saying these words over here? Because that's not true over here. Do you have to know exactly what you're saying? Do you have to kavana what you're saying over here? So my son asked this question. Chaim Knievsky, he says, neget the nusach or shulchan, wherever you ate, that's the shulchan. But we have no bias. He says, the mice, you have to change, take out those words. You can't say the word bias. It says, therefore, say, shulchan zeshachal olav, take out the word bias. Otherwise, how can you say? You're not in the bias. You're on the beach. There's no bias in the beach. In the garden, there's no bias over there. He says, if you're in the garden of your house, that's part of the house already. That's an extension of your house. The stamma garden, how can you do that? I said, I neither is of zilbushin, what to go say. So you got to change both of sides. It's not bias, not shulchan. He says, you have to say, rachman yishach lanu, baruch mubo, bechila senu, bishiva senu. Wherever you walk, wherever you're going, that's the bracha over here. I saw Shlishi, already the Makor Chaim, the Chabasyar, 300 years ago, 400 years ago. They asked him this question. He said, you also have to change the Nusach. Sai Bais, inside the word Shulchan. He says, you say, Rachman Yishach Lonu Bracha Mubo, but Masti Deinu Mechol Iskenu. So, fine. Chaim, I don't know if you saw the Makor Chaim, the Mechon Yishlaim found the Ksav Yad, I think 30, 40 years ago. But my son, already the Gdolei Chaim say, you have to switch both of sides, although otherwise the Bible has a sugya of shek over here. Everyone says to switch. Question is, what have to switch and where? No, we'll get to worst cases. We'll get to no, who says? People will say the Rachman ones. Chinuch now? You mechanach you now?
Yeah.
You now chinuch?
I asked some of my shayla in camp years ago. From the camp row, and I guess obviously I'm at 60 now. But you said the reason why they won't switch is because
of the was it do with you when you're
bar mitzvah? So
well, that could be for children, but as far as I understand, we might act like children, but we have no dinner of children. Right now, right now, what do you do right now when you're in the park? What you have to get in the park is. What are you going to do when you bench? Erev Pesach in the park. What are you going to do? People that say Erev Pesach ate outside. What's the look over there? What do they do? What broccoli do they say? Now, we go on further. It says over here, Rachmon Yivorach is Balabais. It's Avi Mori Balabais. Let's say Avi Mori is renting a house from somebody. Is he the Balabais? Or the Balabais not the Avi Mori? Because he's renting. Oh, so Chaim Kineski says that if you rent here, that's better than your house. That's just your house. Now, I think also if you're not renting from Yishver, let's say some people are not renting from Yishver, and they're staying in the Yishver's house. So, the Maestro, I think, still, since he's a Choy for it, and they think he's smart for it, it's better than that idea of being Seich Ladiro, and therefore he's still considered the Baal Bais. Again, my kids like chopping me about it. We'll get to that. We'll get to. No, over here means.
Why not?
No, maybe that also. Not the reason.
If I eat food right now,
it's not the Baal Bais. Now. What?
Someone's renting it, so you're still allowed.
Yeah, I think you're the one acquired here. One of my acquired here, Suda. I think so. Let's go. Go to the different case. Okay, different case over here. Now, over here we say also, in the Rach one, we make a bracha, you bracha Isi, Ishti, Vizari. Vizari means when you have kids. You don't have kids, you don't say it. Unless your wife's pregnant, you say it. No? Okay, fine. He says no. Okay, I mean, there is Bala Olam. It's Bala Olam. You have the sonograms, they're right there. The pictures hanging up in the house, they're there. Fine. So if Shimon opened Paskins, the mice, you don't say this. What? He said, so he's arguing. So we have my folks over here. My son Chaim says like him, but I don't want to tell him that. Now, when you finish off the Rachmans, we say over here, Nusach of those who say it, Keni Varcha Sanu Kulonu Yachad, Varcha Shleima Venoima Amen. So the Nusach Kulonu Yachad, all of us should get a Baruch over here. Which, there is a Sukhi over here, a Pasuk in Veschanon, Berk Zayin, that brings down Loisachonim. You should not do something with a guy. Come on, and by Zohar, that Chav brings down the three separate Yisirim over here. One's Osla Shabayach, you cannot praise the guy. The second thing, you cannot give him a Matnas Chinam, give him a free present. And third thing over here, you cannot give him a Chiniya Bakarko, which is the Gerta Hetu Mechira coming up next year. Three separate Yisirim, a Nichol, and an Isser, Dereis over here. That means, for example, you cannot praise guy. That means, let's go, can you praise sports players? Right, L'chorah, saying how amazing, how terrific they are, that they do a 360 with the tongue hanging out into a little hole here. So my son, come on, Numis Paiskim, and say, Issa Dereishal. Rav Nasha Klein, Rav Moshe Ephraim, Rav Tuvia Goldstein, Rav Yisrael Belsky. Rav Belsky says to wear the logo of the team, not the players, he clears each lotin. But you have a sports player that you, the whole idea is what you're idolizing them. That's idols, that's loisachonim to the team. That's the seed of the Issa to idolize players. That's Mamash Issa Dereishal. What?
Mega?
I know Mega is.
Sure.
Maga.
Maga.
I don't think you're praising Trump. I think you're praising the against the leftist concept. I don't think that you really people are praising Trump per se. I think everyone agrees that Trump is a crazy maniac, just having the right place at the right time. So, but and he's fighting the left. I think everyone appreciates his concept. I don't think they really appreciate the man himself. No, we need somebody like him, but the guy's a Moshugan. And I think everyone agrees that. The world agrees that. Even the right says it also. But he's great. Now, Rav Reitman, Agar, when he gave a shiur about it, he did have to defend Rav Reitman giving another shiur to 1,000 of Malabatim. And he said he had to ask Rav Palm how the world people praise basketball players. He said Rav Palm one time, you know, if you praise garbage, that's not Lo Sikhonim. So you have to realize you have a choice: either you're praising derisa or you're praising garbage. Those are garbage. The fact that a guy can do strange things—that's garbage. So either it's hashes derisa, or I mean the point saying it's garbage. But what exactly are you doing over here? Fine, that's issa of the shabayach. It's issa of matnas chinam to give someone a free present. Meaning, let's say if a cleaning lady that comes only once per Pesach, you have things in your house you want to get rid of, you give it to her. You'll never see her again. She won't give you any type of back for it. That's the Issa Dereisa of Matnas Chinam. However, let's say you have a cleaning person comes every week, you give him a present, he works harder for you. You give a barber a tip, or a garbage man a tip. Therefore, now he will take the garbage, he will give you a nice haircut, so it's for service rendered. That mice is not nichna getter of Matnas Chinam, because it's not free. You scratch my back, I scratch your back. Very simple over here. Even though it's called a matona, it's not really a Matnas Chinam over here. So we have an Issa over here of Loisachonim. The question over here now is, we have a goyim around. Can you give a bracha to a guy? That means you look up in the Rishonim, the Orchas Chaim, and the Kolboy, Matan Moshe, where the Mogavom is coming from. They say to give a bracha, the Chuas Nichlin Gedder of a Matnas Chinam. A Shailov Adereiso. Loisachonim over here. Hagam, you read the Rishonim inside, where I just quoted, they put it under the category of Loisitin Lem Chain. I'm not praising them. I'm not sure why it's under not to praise them. Of course, be under the Issa Matnas Chinam. Which either one they're putting it under, which lois echonim, again, the three similar lois echonim brought down by the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, Choshim Mishpot, Reshmim Tes. But next year, whether it's as Matnas Chinam or L'Shabeach Lem, it's an Israel lois echonim. You can't give them a bracha. I have asked different G'dolim what they have to is to, some people say you're allowed to daven for Goyim. And I've always asked them, over here, the Maisi can give them a bracha. Who daven means the same thing, should be the same answer. I'm not going to clear answer if there's a heter to daven for them. Davening for the Medina, I think, is more for Matan Shalom Malchus in general, that makes things better for us. We're in a Ge'er B'davar. But davening to give bracha to Goyim, this is Issa over here. Therefore, the halacha is how in the world, if there are Goyim that are around.
It's also better through sports.
I just say that sports doesn't say it's bad. I mean, it's a waste of time, but I don't see it's bad. But praising, idolizing, to imitating on the court, imitating of. No, that's a waste of time. Now, again, however, when a person over here benches, we say over here, Nosuch Yivarch, a son of Kolon Yachid, if they're going around, how in the world are you giving them a bracha? Therefore, it says the says the Magarvam and the Taz and all the place can bring down. You have to change the Nosach. You have to change it. The question is how exactly to change the Nosach. The way the Taz says over, you have to say Bnei Bris Kulon Yachad. You can't say Kulon Yachad first because you're ready. You praise the guy. That's the Magarvam example. Now the Rabbi says no. You can say the other way around. You can say Bnei Yachad. You can say the lashon of Kulon Yachad Bnei Bris. Bnei Bris going back to Kulon Yachad. But next year, whether you say this way or that way. Place coming down, the Graz and the Berhetiv and the Mishabura and the Kitzer, not the Mishabura, sorry, and the Kitzer and Masham and the Ben Ishchai, they'll all bring down the Maisi have to switch the Nusach. Maisi have to. A shell of a deraisa. And if so, why in the world is no star over here? Why do we look around Numa Sidurim? Some of them do have it, but most of them do not have it. The Chuy of a shell of it is the deraisa when they're going around. How in the world can you say this Nusach? You have to change it. Now, what's the first mean? So, what does it mean? First around. So first, the Nusach over here of the Magarvam, they're in the same house with you, the same house. The Alirabo, the Graz, Chayodom, it sounds like even in the kitchen, and you in this room, and there are the chefs in the kitchen, to give a broth of benchings even upon them. Again, the Minchas Yitzchak in Tshuva, he says, no, Dafka in this room. The Piskei Tshuva, the Shai Brocha being done Dafka in this room, I'm not clear where they're getting it from. Lush of the Paiskim is, again, look among the Paiskim, Behetiv, Magiborim, Elirabo, the Magavram, the Graz, Kayodom, Kitsid, also bias. In the same house. That could be different apartments and different apartments, not the same house. But to say Dafke Cheder, someone say Dafke Cheder, not clear where they're coming from. But whether they're in this house or in this room, you have to switch to Nusuch. The Meisa in Chaim Berlin, again, they don't pass Ali Chasreidu except one time. By Chaim Berlin across the street, by Dover Cohen, every couple of months, they have a blood drive. When I was younger, I don't know what they do now, no idea. But the blood drive over there, they want to entice people to come over there. So first of all, they have give blood to Kram Tidam, to Mani's hospital over there. And they also give you food, Baravchus over there, Mitzad, it's healthy, you have to stick around 10-15 minutes afterwards, make sure you don't faint over there. And they give you a very nice brunch over there, very nice brunch over there. So over there, everyone eats, Baravchus. And then they bench Bekol Rom in the same room where the Goyim, the Shvatz are over there. And they all say, Mamish, B'nei Bris Kulonu Yachad. They switch to Nusach just to say that's not them. That's the only time I've seen Chaim Berlin's bench the whole entire benching. Fine. Just for this halacha. Now, Chaim Berlin, now other people, they don't seem to know this concept. Now, the Maestro, the Mishabura, does not bring it down. Again, the Mishabura does not get all other places can do. Now, you could say maybe it's because of the censors. Maybe argue the point. Loisa Chaim over here does not apply. Maybe disagrees with the concept over here. However, there's a second time. The Simukut Sada Gimel. Over there discussing with a person who wants to bench in the house of a guy. Let's see in a guy's house, in the middle of there, you want to bench in the house of a guy. We'll get to what that means practically. Come on, the mother says you should not bench with a Zimun. You should not make a Zimun over there. Why? Because there's a Baya and some of the Nosuchs over there. One thing is that we say, Baruchah Merubah B'Bayis Hazeh. Giving a Baruchah to B'Bayis Hazeh. How can you give a Baruchah to the B'Bayis? He switches the Baruch Rubo Balichsenu for Yeshiva Senu Ad Olam. Maisi, he switches it. Sorry, I'm not over here. We get the three cases over here. There's one case over here of Kulon Yachad. The second case, not the Rambam over there. It's not a second case of Baruch Rubo Balichsenu. It's not eating in the house of a guy without Zimun. First, eating in the house of a guy. Come along, the Paiskim and say, do we have to switch the Nusach? We have to go to Baruch Muba Bechilasenu, Yeshivasenu Ad Olam.
What about hotels?
We'll get to that. That's what I said. We'll get to that. Now the Maaseh, the Mishmur brings it down from the Matan Moshe, the Eruv Talmud, the Eliyahu Abba, Mogen Geborim, and Pasha is saying the reason why it's just Shabbat. It's time the Issa over here of Leisachonim. That's the second time. A third time over here was brought down. It's again a more different case by the Rachmon Yibarach Balabayis. Loshem Hakis Balabayis. So that Rambam says you cannot make a Zimun. There the Maaseh Mishmur says you can say the Zimun. What's the reason? Because say Balabayis, you're not doing it for the one who owns the house. You're doing it for the one who pays for the Sudo. So you're doing it for the one paying the Sudo. Says Magavam El Rabo. You can say Balabayis says it's not on the bias. I mean, one paying for the Sudo. So it comes out over here that Ulchur, we have two times Mishmur does bring down, over here does not bring down, a shell of Leisachonim. Switching three different Achsoris over here. Switching Kulon and Yachad, switching the Rachmanu Yivach Balabais is there, and switching the Nusuch of Ruach Muba Balabais is there. Three different times. Now, Maisa, again, to make it practical, sometimes we have Simchas in a hotel. We fly on an airplane that's owned by Goyim over here. Whose house is this hotel owned by? Whose house is this airplane owned by? Therefore, says of Zilberstein, when you fly, brought down by the Pesukei Teshuvos and the Sefer Melechtech of Adarav, so I'm flying, they say you have to switch the Nusach. You have to change it. You cannot say, on this bias to give a brach over here. You have to say, brach mubah behil chilasenu, bevishivasenu adoilam. Otherwise, it's shaila of the rights of Leisachonim. How in the world can you give a bracha to the guy's house over here? Now, of course, when you fly, even as mezonos rolls, and they get about the separate shaila, therefore you bring your own bread over here, therefore you wash and bench over here, get around this question. But when you do that, whether it's flying or an hotel, where people do buy simchas, do wash over here, the bayam is Leisachonim, you have to three different times, if the chef or the waiters are goyim, a lot of times the waiters are goyim, you have a bayah of kuloni yachad. You have a brach or bayah of balabais is there, which again could be the person paying for it, it's not a problem. And then you have a bayah of brach mubba balabais is there, give me shvach to go over here. Therefore, certain people stop at Ali Chasreinu, get around this sugya of Leisachonim b'deraisa. Those who bench past Ali Chasreinu, I don't know why they sit in front of me, don't have the stars over here, and say, my sister, the nosach over here. Why in the world is that over here for? So, my amit, the idea that should be known and should be told over.
So, if, by the plane, we're saying only if you're eating their food?
No, I get it. I think by the plane, I think you paid for that food, so it's your food. So, therefore, one of the nosachs you wanted to switch. That means the one of Bala Bais is there. You have Baya of Ruach Muba Bais is there. You have Baya of Kulonu Yachad.
We're not eating together, though.
Kulonu Yachad means, again, the worst among our Ramas, anyone around over here. And when they're in the same case, the airplane is
at the table with you, because that's Pashto.
What?
And just whoever's at the table with you, that's who I'm referring to.
I know. The word the Magavam is Babayas.
Okay,
oh, let's say Cheder. No.
So
they say waiters or chefs are all part of the same thing. People walking down the aisles on the airplane, they're serving you. So the question in Loisachonim apply to a person not Megar yet. That means a mumer lahachis, that's the mugger of a mere white to dwell with lach to everyone. A mumer goes off the derech, his mama should go, and you can have to switch the brach around also. I mean, sometimes you have a meal, people who are mumers, you try to Megar, you have a great question. Person who is ready on the way to be Megar, the question of Loisachonim applies to Manat. That's the question against Loisachonim. Again, the Mogavam gets involved with are they Nichol together or not? What is the Tinik Shnishba? It's a great question. It's a question of Kali, it's not a question of Lair. How do you apply them? Does Leisachonim apply to them? That's the Mogavam we're discussing. What is the level of a Mogavam? That's his question. That's his Machlaik is what is the Lahakas Lusl to Evon? Next to the Nosuch, people will go on further and they say the Rachmon who is a king of the Moshe Mashiach. The question over there, do you say Migdol or do you say Magdol? That means in Shmuel Beis, over there in Perchov Beis, it says Migdol. Mashenkin, in Tehillim, in Perchov Ches, it says over there Magdol. Now, the way how the Mishmur brings down from the Magavram, that depends. On Shabbos, you say Migdol, and Yimei Chol, we say Magdol. Now, what is the reason for that? Why are we switching it for? So, the different reasons among the Svarim. One is the Darkei Moshe brings down that when a person pronounces different Isis, Nekudas, there's something called a Tnua Gedoila and a Tnua Ketana. I mean, a Tnua Gedoila, you stress very much, Mash Enkin, a Tnua Ketana. Now, in the Nekudas, some of them are Ketana, some are Gedoila, and some can be on both sides. Depends how exactly you spell it. That means a chaylam, the oi, or if the girl is the o, the oi sound over here, if you have a vav there, it's mole, it's nur gedayla. If it's chaser without the vav, it's nur ketano. By the chirik, by the e. If it's mole, then it's nur gedayla. Mashenkin, if it's chaser, it's nur ketano. Now, the way how it's written in Tanakh, it comes along and brings down migdal with a mole, therefore migdal is a nur gedayla. Mashenkin, by magdil, it's without a yud over there, therefore it's a tnur ketano. Since the Akamisha, since on Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech Gadol over here, the Lord of Shabbos, the B'yasa Olam, Malchus over here, therefore we want to say tnur gedayla, we say the idea over here of a migdal, that's how it's spelled. Mashenkin, on Yimei Chol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I guess, is perceived under the category of a Melech Gadol over here, therefore we say the Nusach of Magdil. That means, because written in Nach without the Yod, that means if your bencher or sitter has the Magdil with the Yod, it defeats the whole entire purpose. That means this one actually is pretty good. It has without the Yod. By seeing numerous benches, they put in the Yod to make it easier for you. That's against the whole concept over here, according to Dr. Moshe, why in the world is saying Magdil versus Migdal over here. But that's the Maestri said, how over here, the why are you saying Migdal versus Magdil on Shabbos versus Yimei Chol? Now, this is a shaylo, where exactly that came from. The Dr. Moshe is calling Avud Avram. Where Avud Avram get it from is the Gemara, where the coming, what's your side over here. So there is a Yidur Dekar Torah Tamimo, brought down in the Sefer B'Kar Baruch, or Baruch Shomar, that he tines that this whole entire idea over here of Migdal and Magdal is Mitzad the Matikim, the clappers. The one who printed, they made a mistake. It seems that originally in the benches they said Magdal. The person on the side wrote Beis Shin Beis was Migdal. Beis Shin Beis means Bishmul Beis was Migdal. And they read Beis Shin Beis Bishabbos Migdal. And therefore the clappers put in to switch it from Shabbos to Yimechol. And therefore this is a mistake. We should never switch it. And always in the case of Magdal and not Migdal. Because the clappers, they read the words Beis Shin Beis, so being Shmul Beis as Bishabbos over here. He said it over to his father, the Aruch HaShulchan. The Chashulchan said it's very nice. The Maaseh switched to the Minig of Klai Yisrael over here. And therefore the Stakla says, even though it's Yofa, we're not going to change the Messiah over here. Whatever the Minig of Klai Yisrael, that's what we go do. Now the Maaseh, the Svarim like bringing it down. There's a Siddur, Ezel Yo, Api Agoin, that brings down that people say this Mahalach, Ein Daita Chachom Noich Vimenu. The way the Pesach Tshuva brings it down is Divei Leitzim. Divei Leitzim. Now, how in the world they call it Divei Tartim or Divei Leitzim, not sure. But he said this concept of Divei Leitzim. Now, to argue whether he's right or wrong, Maisel come on to his farm and point out that in the Mitzias it cannot be so. That means, for example, David Cohen, he has a sefer on toys that are brought down in Shas, and also he has things that people think are toys, not really are toys. He writes in that Dom over there in Ometes, he brings down this Torah to Mimor of the Baruch Shomar. He says, let's go through history and we'll point out that it cannot be true. That means, first, when was the printing presses invented? The 1400s, right? The Rishonim is the end of 1400s. 1492, Gur Svart, that's when the Rishonim flipped over to the Achronim. Beisesu was 3 years old over there. But in the 1400s, the end of the Rishonim, the printing presses were invented. The Gutenberg Nach was printed in 1455. Before they had the printing presses, Nehemiah and Ezra was one. Shmuel was one. Malachim was one. What is Avud Avram? When did he live? In what time is the Talmud of the Torah? He lived 200 years before him. That means the Makor, the Dr. Moshe, has come from the Avud Avram, that's 200 years before the printing presses had the concept of Shmuel Beis, it's all one Shmuel. And the Maestro, we keep it as Shmuel Beis, and Aleph just make things easier. It becomes the Goyish thing. Aleph, Malachim, Mem is a Goyish thing. But we keep it that way, it makes it easier for us to find things. Once they did that way, we kept it as. But saying that's Pshat, and how in the world we made this mistake in Migdal and Magdal from the Avud Avram, can't design. And if it's farming down, that's the person. Once you know history, there cannot be this side over here. I'll give him the safe over there from Dov Cohen. He gets involved with other very important concepts where we see a mistake that did lead to a Bayan Klai Yisrael. They get the Sugya of Lois Sechonim. We said before that the Din of Lois Sechonim has three categories to it. The Gemara and the Vazar Dav Chof. One of them is you cannot give Chniya Bakarko to a guy. You cannot give land to a guy. You even Isidar Yisrael. Now there's a shaila among the Gdolei Achronim and the Rishonim. Is this halacha dafka by Goyim or Eibin of Avodah Zarah? Zayin Amin, was negated for all Goyim, meaning Arabs, Yishmaelim. Who does it apply to? Is Lois Tachanim all Goyim or not? Let's make a simple nafkamina. Can you praise sports players that are Arabs? Or when I say Protestants, are not nechel together Catholics, and therefore you can praise them. Ma vayavir. Is it negated to all Goyim? So there's a Torah in Simon Reish Mem Tes in Chosh Mishpah that says you cannot do matnas chinam to an akum. The words are akum. Says the Bach, why say the word akum? What does akum stand for? Right, so therefore says the Bach, the Torah says these words, why the Islam is chonim is dafka someone who is oivet the avoid the zara. Therefore, Rav Kook, he has a letter, and he's one of his main pashas, his main heter, why he's being matter, heter mechiro, they get a shmita coming up next year. He writes, we have a Bach, Yishmaelim. There's no Issa loisachonim of chenia bakarko, they get Yishmaelim. It's only get a even of Zara. Everyone knows by Chodosh, why in America everyone's saying to be matter Chodosh? There's a Bach shita out there. Right? They say over the Chasnish, he says, there's no head of the Bach, the Loshon Hara. But my son, there's a Bach shita, everyone knows the Bach over there, they get a Chodosh, the Bach, they get to loisachonim. My son, Dov Kodon, 40 years ago, and now the new Torah is being down over here also. That there's a census that took it out as a toys. The Bach says, you might think it's Dafka Avodah Zarah. The next line goes on saying, no, that's not so. It's negated to all Goyim. Lacha Lysachonim goes to everybody. Mishmur and Reish Chafei says everybody. The Shach says, Poshit negated to all Goyim over here. It's a toys Sefer. You have to get rid of this Torah Yashon, the old Torah, the Sefer Shein Mahuka. You can't have any else. There's a mistake over here. And let the head to Mechiro. Let the pashas, the main head over here, what to be Simon Khan. Why? Because it's Tayyip Saif over here. The Mamish, the census took out worse, but changed things over here. And therefore, there's a problem with this halacha, the Leisha Khanim, negate to Hetem Echira, certain people negate to sports players, negate to all going over here. The Beish Chafei. This is the word Kusi. Fine. Now, negate over here, the Migdal and Magdal. When yes to say it, when not to say it, when to switch to Nuchsoyis over here. So the Mishmur says, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we say the Nusach of Migdol. Mash Enkin Yimechol. Now there are other cases discussed. One thing on the Shabbos and Yom Tov, and one Nichon Negedah of Yimechol. So Betzim, there's a second Mahalach among the Gdol HaChoynim, why the world was switching Migdol and Magdol. Again, one we have the Daki Moisho, Tnu Gdolach, Tnu Ktano, and Akash Baruch Hu, again, I'm not sure the word means the Melech Katan during the week. That's the Nusach. The second Malach over here that's brought down by the Shem the Goyin over here, and the Muki Agriv, back to the Gemara, big down from his father, Mishayapik. Goyin of Mishayapik, he wants to tie into this Gemara on Shabbos, the beginning of the 16th parak, that said the person cannot say Ksuvim, cannot learn Ksuvim on Shabbos. He can say Ksuvim. And therefore, Ksuvim meaning Tehillim. Shmuel is not Ksuvim. Therefore, a person should not say Ksuvim on Shabbos. Therefore, we do not say Magdal, which is the case of Migdal over here. Why is that Sukh Ksuvim? I is Kasha, all Sukh Zimmers tell him. Now, why? That's Nichol to get a Nusukh Tfilah. Also, he says you have no other option. When you have no other option, you should switch to the Nusukh. So, the reason over here why it's changing on Shabbos and Yontif, he says, it's have the Loch over here, you should not say Ksuvim, not learn that on Shabbos over here. The Nafkmina comes out, they point out when to switch. I mean, some say it's a Din Shabbos and Yontif, Dugdel, Dugtano. Some say Nichol to get a Ksuvim. That's only to get Shabbos. Some say it depends if there's Musaf, no Musaf. Some say it depends if there's Tachlin, there's no Tachlin. What comes out, do you say it on Rosh Chodesh? What do you say on Rosh Chodesh? What do you say in Chol HaMoed? What do you say on Purim? What do you say in Chanukah? What do you say on Rosh Chodesh? What do you say, on Malach Malka? All these different cases, what is exactly the Nusach over here? That means the Mishmur says on Rosh Chodesh, on Pashat Chol HaMoed, he said the Maisi still say Migdol. The Mukhek Grib says, why? Ksuvim you'll say in Rosh Chodesh, last say in the case of Chol HaMoed, therefore they say in the case of the Magdal. Disagrees. Why say one over another? Again, they get to all these cases, if you look among the Svarim, come on every case of Machlokes. Again, whether from La Malka to Purim or Chanukah, what exactly go do? So therefore, what to go do? So those who say it have to know what to go do. Those who stop at Alei Chasreinu, get around the Sugya of Leisachonen, get around the Shela of Aleinu or Olgul Yisenu, get around the shalom, Migdol and Magdol. But those of Maisha say it, Maisha should know what they're doing.
What's wrong with saying
Sudo Machavis? Sudo? The Gemara says you should. It's more than 16 pack of Shabbos.
What?
I didn't show you. Simon Shin Lamadal and Hilda Shabbos.
So what are we supposed to do?
In which case? Mamalka? You want a list?
I think everyone says.
By La Malka, the ones who say, you say, Migdol, there's a Kav Chaim Pelagi, Ben Ishchai, the Kav Chaim Sefer, Shmir Shabbos, Piskei Chuvas, Apia Torah, Askil Sadosai. The one says, Magdil, Lichas Oilam, and Yaakov Yosef, from Chaim Kriyeski. One Sefer says one way, one Sefer says another way, a third Sefer asked him, he says, it depends. If you say, La Malka, eat it right after the Shabbos, Miyat, extension of Shabbos, and you say, Migdol. Eat a couple of hours later, then you say, a case of Magdil. Those are your options.
How about Sudas Mitzvah?
Like what?
Like a Siyama
Sector. So, by a Siyama Sector, the Kav HaChaim says Migdol, and the Piskei Teshuvah is not clear why that's so.
Who said it goes by Tachton?
Who said it goes by Tachton? I just wrote that down myself. Because the Bible says over. I'm not sure.
Ventures say the day you say Musa.
I don't know where it says Tachton. I just said that because the Bible says that.
Yeah, all Ventures are titled on Musa.
Yeah.
No, so Musa I found that to be real saying that way. That one I found. Tachton I couldn't find, but the Bible says Tachton. That's the answer's over. Again, on the sheet, you'll see both sides in the cases. It's Mitzad Shabbos. It's Mitzad, he was the Melech HaGadol, like I might not see many cold. I'm not sure how that works that way. Rosh Chodesh Mishmua says you do say it. Mishmua says that. Why in the world is Rosh Chodesh the Melech HaGadol? I'm not sure.
Why is Mishmua saying the same Mishmua?
He doesn't say reason. He just sends you to the. He doesn't say reason. Or, again, the Dr. Moshe has reason, or, I don't know, Mitzat the Clappers. I don't know what the ghetto Duok Gedel with Duok Tan is, why Shabbos versus Rosh Chodesh. Why Rosh Chodesh should be a different ghetto of Shabbos? I always said it should not be a part of Shabbos. And Mishmur won't come up and say it's part Shabbos.
Why Shabbos?
He's the Melech HaGadol versus Melech HaKotel. I don't know, maybe Rosh Chodesh has a Melech. Is Yontif? You have to ask him, Rosh Chodesh with Yontif. I'm not sure.
Rosh Chodesh is calling
Yontif. Could be Rosh Chodesh on the Pasha. Can't say.
Have
you
mentioned
the
wrong
ones?
The
Rashmans?
The
Babaji
Mentor,
they have an extra one. Yeah, Now, in Sipay, it brought down the sigil of Rech Savelis. As the clear Gemara that involved, might say, this idea over here. Now, look around, come on, all the Svarim, the Sidurim, do not bring down Rech Savelis. Again, I see in Elias Leo, the Mirsa, that he does bring it down. Now, the question is, has anyone ever heard of Rech Savelis? I've asked around, and people have told me lo shemanav lo inu ever in a oval's house. I don't think I ever ate with an oval when they benched. But I've asked, and they told me people don't say it. Now the question is why, or what happened, or what's the correct thing you'll do. So first starting point is: do you need 10 people to say the bracha of the avelis? Do you need 10? Let me say, Mishmuri has sent you to Ein Yerodeh Simon Shnayim Tes. Now you say Kelim over there. The tour by us says you don't need 10 people. Torah by us says you don't need 10 people. The Mechaber over here and also Yerodeh does not need 10 people. Eluk Levush, Nadim Yehuda, the Shuvah Mahava, the Graz, Aruch HaShulchan, Chochmas Odom. It's whether 10, whether it's 3, whether it's 1 will not make a difference. Whether you're the Mezamin or not the Mezamin, you should say the Bracha of Avelis. The question is, if so, so why in the world are people not saying it for? So Maisa, there is a Ber HaGrela in the Simon Shinayin test. He points out, I don't say it, he already points out this Minig. We don't see the Olim going to go say it. We want to tie up because the Locha based on Tosfos and Ksubas and Daf Hei base that the Inno Pech Savelis Daf when you have 10 people, and then being done Maram that way and Ramban that way. Therefore, Daf when you have a case of 10 people, and therefore the Al Rabba by us Paskins you need 10. Without 10, you do not say Pech Savelis. But you borrow by us and the kids in the Kav Chaim says you need 10. So it comes along first of all the idea of saying Pech Savelis not you need 10 or not, which Shmuel does not say. He says Ein Simon Shnayim Tes. Say, yeah, the Rapaish might disagree. If that's so, it just comes out first in Mitzias wise, it's very rare they have 10 people eat together Mitzat Sigur Avelis. If that's so, that's a good reason why it's very uncommon. So they broke up Avelis. However, let's say there are times that there are 10 people. So the Mitzat is the same as Gesha Chaim on Avelis. and Lekut Mariach, they point out the reading of the Barak Goyle, the Besim says the Minig is not due. And he says to maybe the reason it's not 10. So the Maestro is from the being down already, the Isra Shalom Azalman, Shalom Azalman says Minig Shalom is never to say it. But Biashim in his house, they said he didn't say it. In other cases, Achonim Chodeshoni, Chag Biaski, Minig Maestro is not to go say it. Now there is a great question, it's not clear why. It's a Gemara. So the Lachon Shulchan Aruch. The Minig is not said even with 10. So again, without 10, there's at least a Sforavir, Machlokes among Yoshainim. But Maestro, to do that, not to go do it even when you have 10, then Hogan the Oil Maestro is not to. Why? Yeshul and Yeshul Ayin, Maestro, that seems to be that Hog over here.
Does it make a difference if the Bailam are in the place of the
Nifter? Does that seem to make a difference? No. Simukul Tadgalef, the Sukh of Poilim, of workers. So it comes out to be very clear that tune in Yonam Negeto Poilim is the first, the bracha, the second bracha you put together with the third bracha to make katsur it. And also they did not say the fourth bracha, I'll tell you my native. Now, this is Shalom, how in the world to put the second bracha together with the third. Tosfos brings down, I have a Bayam Tasugi the Raisa, three brachas over here. She says you have a Kodesh, Biat Chachom, and the Oikah, and the Raisa. Beis Yosef, the Yeshua, Kivega over here on the page over here says, what are you talking about? Bracha is a lot after the Raisa. Only the Nosef put them together over here. The whole idea of Brach Be'ik is a Yidirabonim. It's fine in Shiloh, how in the world they go do it. But come along with Maisa, we have a Locha, we put together the second and third Bracha, and the fourth Bracha they did not say. That's Sif Aleph. Sif Beis says, Mechaber, the Maisa Locha is not Negev Ismanazah. Why? Because once a Dait Lahochi, that you get hired workers to go bench, say the whole time benching, Maisa, you have a Chi to say the whole time thing, till Ali Chasreinu, and past that, if that's your Minig, the Maisa, go say it. Have what's Vandegar is what's brought out the Loch and Sif Gimel. That means Sif Gimel, is, as Taz points out, is coming from Sif Beis and Sif Aleph. The Loch is a person cannot do any Melocha when they make a Bracha. We're seeing this Halacha, says Yishalmi, from this concept. The Poilim over here, what does it tell the Poilim? Go work and bench. Say the second Bracha normal, third Bracha normal, say the fourth Bracha, and work and bench at the same time. Elmai ends off the Yishalmi. You see this idea over here? A person cannot do Malacha and bench at the same time. That's the Yisoid, Sif Gimel, why it's brought down twice in Shulchan Aruch. Brought down Sif Kuf Pei Gimel, the Loch cannot do Malacha when he bench. And brought down over here a second time, twice in Shulchan Aruch, a person cannot do Malacha when he benches. Says the Taz, even though it says Dafka Birch Samozin, have his love Dafka, it's even all brachas, negate to davening, negate to all mitzvahs. He says basically four cases. Birch Samozin, all davening, Shah Brachas, and any mitzvah. A person that cannot be mafsik and go to Malacha. That means all Dovash and Bekdusha should not go to Malacha. What does the Malacha mean? The way the Mishpura brings out the Magavram, the Malacha is even a Tashmish Kal. The place can bring down El Rab, Kibgon, Chayot, Magras, others. Even a Tashmish Kal, you cannot do. They get to all these cases over here. The Oyes of the Taz, when you make your Bracha, you can't learn the Torah. When you make a bracha, you cannot be oisik another mitzvah over here. Even other mitzvah, these things you cannot go do. So we have a very important insight over here that some of the people are a little bit lax about. They get to benching of brachas, they cannot do basically sound like anything over here. But the evet, let's say you did make the bracha, you did do malacha. Be alacha being zapped in the earliest Talmud, not like the Eli Rabbah, the maisa you are yoitzah. You are yoitzah, but the evet you are yoitzah the bracha. Don't be chayzim of aruch. Otherwise, a person cannot do malacha. The bayah, the question is, Zalocha in Simon Samach Gimel, a Gemara Brachas Daf Tes Vav. The Mechaber Paskins, based upon the Rambam, by the first Brach of Kriyashma, you have to stop, cannot do any Malocha. This is Mechaber, by the second Brach of Kriyashma, you can do Malocha and say the second Brach, not second Brach, the second Parsha Kriyashma, Vayim Shemoya, you can do Malocha and say the Kriyashma. Zalocha Mechaber saying, black and white, you can do Malocha and say Kriya Shema, Tfilo. How could it be so? So the Pimgun by us is this question. And you want to say maybe that the second Pasha of Ahim Shemoya is Betzim Lima Natoyo. The first Pasha is Kriya Shema. Second Pasha is Lima Natoyo, which if you know Hilchos Kriya Shema, Mishmur being Gizana Machlaikis, it must be Choshev Akar, the second Pasha is Kriya Shema. Well, Maestro Mishmur himself at the Simit Samach Gimel is this question. He says, Ayin Lekamon Simit Kut Tzadik Aleph Betaz Tzivkot Aleph. That's against the law of Kriya Shema, and he answers, but Tzorch Ian Gogol.
It's the Rosh Hashanah.
And therefore?
No, come on, there is the Rosh
Hashanah. And Lechor, you cannot How do we do melacha when you say Kriyat Shema? What's the bayah? That means the Mishmur and Tzav Gimel has a kasha tzorchi gadol, yet he's still passing like the Taz over here. Cool, better, he has a kasha, but then it bothered him, it's kasha, but he doesn't know, but still we pass like the Taz. The Pelo. The grass, the way he wants to answer, interesting idea, he wants a tiny, when you're doing a melacha, that takes your mind away, and you have to think and use your kliches over here, that's a bezoin when you're saying a bracha, and you have to use your mind. But the words are, but let's say you're doing a melacha b'yadayim, doing things with your hand, right? Don't have to use your seichel or your head for it, so you can make a bracha and do things at the same thing at the same time. So he wants to tell him by Kriya Shema, by the second parasha, the reason why it's more to talk about melacha b'yadayim. Melacha b'yadayim is not coming to siach das from the bracha or the benching that you're doing over here. That lemaisa is mutter, which the Tila David says, or is chislav, and before the case of poilim, the melacha b'yadayim. Lemaisa, there's a graz in mahalach over here that says melacha b'yadayim yeh beheter negated cases of doing melacha over here, which you can't get involved with. Building upon this, person drives a car. He wants to make a bracha. He'll not make a bracha. The Sefer Berachot Hashem says he's not allowed to. That's a taz. That's the Mogav Ram. That's the Mishmur. That's the Paliskim over here. But can you bench and do a malacha over here? Can you take Kriya Shema and do malacha? Chava says you can. So maybe Tzvil Tzav, the same thing over here. Same question. Someone else said Tzvil Tzav. Maybe you listen. Maybe pull over on the side of the road. It's a great question. Are you allowed to say a bracha when you're driving? You say Tzvil Tzav when you're driving over here. So maybe if you get involved, we'll say maybe other sfaras why it might be mutter. But the Chura, first, Shigal Das, the Chura should not be able to make a bracha when you're driving. That's the Chura, the Svar Shabbai. You're doing a melacha, you're making a bracha there. Now, that lechura, when a person is benching, can be mafsik in between. You do things in between. The same idea over here. Can do melacha, can be mafsik in between. It makes it cal the words of the taz here. It's in the carry over here, making the concept of your benching, mesiach das from it. They do say at certain times you ladder, like stop. For example, could a person mill benching turn the page? We get the next page. Turn the melacha, turning the page over here. Right, come on. So Kanyevsky said, no, that's Sarif benching over here. What's Sarif benching about? He can. He says, can you put on your hat for benching?
Drying your hands?
Get to that. So, can you put on your hat for benching? So Chaim says, I mean, that's part of benching. You want to put on a hat. That's for benching. Can you mechanic, this Chaim, can you mechanic a kid during benching? He says, that's not the right thing to go do. That's nothing to do with benching over here. Mechanic him afterwards. You know, benching, kids making, it's like a Mil Shemon Esrei, like we learned already. Be'ech Samozin, it's Dina Ketfilo.
How is sizing a bench when you mechanic?
When you're walking, when you're... We'll get to walking. Don't say melacha. Walking might be different. Well, step by first, doing things. Doing melacha right now. They ask Chaim. Someone's knocking the door. Your phone's ringing. It's ringing. So the answering your phone is wrong. But someone's knocking the door and machriya you over here. Sometimes says, if it bothers your kavana now, then go to the door and open it. And again, even Shmoneh Esrei, someone's machriya you. The kid's bothering you. You can't have kavana. So but if you can ignore him and have kavana, you should ignore him. That's the correct thing over here. But if anything that's bothering you, even in Shmoneh Esrei, these things you'll have to take care of. So, mitzah kavana shiboy. So first, being mastic over here or doing things means anything that's the tzarech yitfilo, the tzarech yitfilo, the tzarech yitfilo, the maisa you can't do.
Between breakfast.
No, that's still Mil Shmoneh Esrei. What would you do? Dina Ketfilo. No, we get to Alichas, we pass to Alichas Reinu. And those who say the whole thing, Yeshua Mila Smar. No, no difference. Now, they discuss, once you have this concept, Lavdak Abif Tamosin, they get to all mitzvahs over here. Example, you're saying the Shil Shol Yoim. Can you fully tell us? Shemati, I heard there are people actually this morning, that people are saying the Shil Shol Yoim, they're folding the talus. So is that against the halacha over here? Is that the taz, that's a melacha kal, is a bayah? So is it, Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld this question, first of all, itainas, they have a bayah, melacha kriyashma. Who are the taz and the kriyashma don't go hand in hand, aleph. Secondly, he says, lamaisi, isig the mitzvah of taking care of italta, you will be shasat tefillah. He has a concept over here, the one time when you're dealing with a mitzvah shavoy, with we had the locha of doing melacha mechaber being mekel, you can. He said the ma'isa. He wants a tiny. You can fold the towels during shir shalayim.
Is that
beer? Love beer.
Fine, but
he
tied
it.
Doing a mitzvah,
he should do something else. Shir Sholayim. But he wants to tie that during a again. We're doing a mitzvah, not to a shus. You want to tie that folding a talis is nichel a part of wearing a talis of the mitzvah shvoy. You're an basic in part of the mitzvah, not you doing a mitzvah. You're basic part of the mitzvah. You can do when it's like Shir Sholayim.
You have an issue of running out of davening. It's a different issue.
You are not running out of davening. They'll stand afterwards 5 minutes of shrews. but they'll fold the talis during Shir Sholayim. That's another question. Why it doesn't work? Because that's what why people do that. These are great questions. Okay. You are right, but that's not. You look around and you'll see that's not because he might die with the bar. There's different levels of wrongness. It's not an isser. It's not. I've seen numerous chashuvim and gedolim do that. It's not an isser. It's not the better thing to go do, right? Because that, in another case, it's called
the person
fold up his tefillin during kaddish. So says the Mishnah Berurah in Simcha Chofei. He says Ayin Simakuv Tzadik Aleph. Over here, the loch is cannot do tash mishkal. Therefore, by kaddish, you cannot fold up your tefillin. Fine. Why our local over here? He says it's a local. He says if people got him. His case of this is in Hilchos Tefillin. By Kaddish.
Is that the whole Kaddish?
Why is Kaddish even the Shishayim?
So there is a great question in general. Where is the Kaddish end? And that means, does Kaddish really end? There's another question. Where is Kaddish ending? What are the Yehishlam Rabbah that part of Kaddish? Those are called Ladaf part of Kaddish. It's Kabbalah Slosa Ladaf part of Kaddish. Could be that's no. We're Chati Kaddish. We call Chati, which you have to know where the words come from. That of course that's Kaddish. Anything past that, those are the ones that are not part of Kaddish.
What's the difference between Shoyam and Kaddish?
Tefillah. No, again, the Simchas Chaim says it is tefillah, but since you're being Isik in the midst of folding up your talis together with the talis,
what's tefillah?
A certain case I can't work out how to work. I'm saying what this farm going down. And another example I discuss: can you fold people pull up their tefillin during chazal shachatz? Now no one takes it off you for one, except by most of us. Chaydish says the people going to fold your tefillin by chazal shachatz. Says the ma'isa, how can you do that? Doing, you have to listen to chazal shachatz. Supposed to be there, and the fold is incorrect. The other safer way, Chaydish says. Another example they discuss, the Demetzin has a tshuva, the people put on the talis on the shoulder, they check it, and then what you're supposed to do is hold the talis over your head, or you'll make a bracha. So what people do, that while they're undoing it, they stop making the bracha, the time they finish the bracha is over the head. So that means being oisig with the talis. And while they're eating it, and by the time they're finished, then they put it down and they throw it around the head. He wants a taina, he sends you to this halacha, tash mishkal. It says to be eating with your talis and not to start with the bracha holding it, when you watch people this morning. The while they're opening it, they're saying the bracha. He says the ma'isa is against this halacha. If you're bayav doing a tash mishkal, it's wrong. You should hold it beforehand. The ma'isa they point out, if you go to feed the grass of malacha, is mutter. You go also, you're asking the mitzvah of someone's chayim, mindset, smoter. Maybe get the third reason why mindset, smoter. Why the elimination of this part, why people not seem to worry about this concept of Dovirah. The third reason, another reason that we are meant to be mekel, they point out, can you walk in, say, Birch HaShachar? Now, again, the correct hanhogo and the zalocho. Hanhogo is Birch HaShachar, say, by a seat with kavana, and Birch HaToyah, say, by a seat with kavana. But is anything wrong, and I hear a person come out every morning, he walks down the steps saying, Virkta Shachar. He says that loud. Why? Is it wrong for a person to go do that? Is that Nichol in Malacha? Is that Malacha? They point out the Paiskim did not say the word of Alich over here. They couldn't give examples. Anyone says doing work, either Messiah Tash, the mind, or the act over here of doing a pool over here. No one says the Alacha of walking, or I receive by benching, when a Halchal Aderech, we have a right to maybe stand in this place, bench over there. We don't see an Isser per se, except by Birch HaMozen, you should not really walk. Other cases, besides Birch HaMozen, we don't see there's an Isser of walking. So the Isser of Yaak Kamenetsky, he said, I'll bring a ride from Kriya Shema. Second Birch, Lad Yom Locha, over here, Lamaisi, a lot of walk. The Isser of Shlomo Zalman, he says, Avada, we don't see an Isser. It's like Achilo, the correct Hanhogo. That's something else. That's not the Yabul Kavona in your place.
Isn't it inappropriate to say I made a mistake when he's walking?
You should walk and then say it. Oh, it's appropriate.
So it
comes out over here. So again, the idea of walking, and it could be the lumbus over here. Why is walking different? I think people walk. People walk naturally without thinking. People that get to yeshiva every day, when they walk over there, they have no idea how they got there. It's nature. Things that done it naturally without thinking, without taking mesiach dust over here. I think a lot of our things that we're doing over here, whether it's a talus over here, I don't think anyone's thinking. I think it's just the nature of a person. I think when we're folding things, it's the nature of a person. Since it's naturally done over there, based upon at least the Sayyid Shabbai of why the Taz is asking him love over here, he says, why? Because it takes away the chshivas of the mitzvah, what being at least something else, because your mind's focusing on something else. Your mind's not focusing on something else, it just happens naturally. Yesh London, where exactly the Issa is coming from, Ulai. That's the side over here. And they come to, there might be a swar why to make numerous cases. Which now the Dioshim brings down over here, which the Olam is asking, can you dry your hands, either number one by Antila Shadayim, number two by Asher Yotzar? Say it at the same time. Can you dry your hands? So they point out, Maisa Antila Shadayim itself to dry your hands. First of all, it's a blocho. We have the grass, which again, you have to know what the grass means, supposed against the Taz. He's saying, Pshan the Taz. Blocho be Daim Maisa's mutter. A second, it's going to be so drawing hands whether to remove the ruach raw that's part of parcel of tilas daim over here. Vayin the chus not chesaron in your kavana, it's something you do naturally over here. So the ma'aser, there are those the ma'aser say clearly it's also. The ben ishchai debatzino l'shitosli says the ma'aser you cannot dry your hands by tilas daim l'chur by the case of ashi yotzer. The ma'aser they bring down the simchai they asked him. He says the ma'aser you ishchai zonavel yashik the mitzvah. You have locha kriyashima, and the other says you can dry your hands and say tilas daim. They saw the stipend do it that way, Chaim Knievsky did it that way, they bring down the Chadnish, he did it that way, they saw him dry his hands and say, Asher Yotzar. So we see the word Gedolim would do it, the Chor they followed the Loch and Shulchan Aruch, and again the Chor, the Svar Shema is, whether it's on the grass, whether it's on the Noch and Kavodor, whether it's on the Isik and the Mitzvah, if these three things together, therefore seems to be the Olam, I think, Vakert. I think they're more Kavodor when they're drawing their hands and saying, Asher Yotzar, because there's no place to have to run to, because they have to dry their hands anyway. It's anyway you're putting your hand inside the machine to dry it. And then we wrote to Rav Nemtzal putting it inside the machine because Asher Yotzar. He said yes. So since anyway you have to do something and you're waiting there for those 5 seconds or 8 seconds it says in the machine, then you say Asher Yotzar because afterwards you're saying it very quickly because you have to go somewhere even though you know where to go. Just the nature of people. So again, you have more kavan. Usually people tell me they have more kavan when they dry their hands. They don't have to dry their hands because afterwards they're like, I got to do something. But otherwise, you're drawing it. I'm anyway doing nothing. So I might as well say, Asher Yotzar, what's going on?
This is the grass.
What?
This is the grass.
Building upon the grass. Idea of doing lost bidaim. What?
That's like the grass.
I did not say that. I said, until those that Lois and Chis Lahobin, we have a God trying to answer. We have Mishmut Sorachi and Gadol. So you want me to answer Mishmut Sorachi and Gadol? I don't know. But I'm pointing out there are svaras to deal with, at least to defend the Moin Am. Pukhazi Moin Am in the bar. My style seems to go do that way. Which one? The Chaznish, the stipend of Chaim, they dry their hands. That's what they did. My Medeshem, next time we're going to do Simon Kuf Tzadi. Also, I think to learn it, there'll be enough time to learn Simon Reish Aleph. Abba Chabur, I think we'll all be on Simon Kuf Tzadi. Welcome.